Maybe the first thing you notice about Davy Rothbart is that he's very direct. It's not hard to see how he meets people so easily. Like the other day, I was sitting in the studio and the phone rang.
Arizona Public Media, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, it's Davy Rothbart calling. How are you?
Good, Davy. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for...
He's naturally friendly with people and disarmingly open.
Where are you guys at right now?
Actually, just got to L.A. Have a few days, a few events in L.A. this week.
Yeah.
And then continuing your direction.
Rothbart's in Tucson this weekend. He's playing shows across the country because...
I'm the creator of Found Magazine and a contributor to the radio show This American Life. And I wrote a book called My Heart is an Idiot, which just came out a few weeks ago.
So, Davy, I have to ask about the book's rather evocative title. Where'd that come from?
You know, my heart has been an idiot at many points in my life. You know, by reading the notes and letters that come into Found Magazine, I see that I'm not the only one. It seems like a lot of our hearts are idiots. The book is 16 true life tales, stories about my own adventures, I guess misadventures in the arena of love and relationships. But it's also stories about interesting people I've met over the last 10 years, as my brother Peter and I have been traveling around doing our Found Magazine tours.
Now, the stories in your book, My Heart is an Idiot, use love as a springboard for you meeting all these interesting people and having these interesting experiences. You write that you fall hopelessly in love with every woman you see, and that leads to tragic and comedic circumstances.
Well, I think there's a line in the book that sums it up. Some people fall in love gradually. For me, it always happens in an instant. And I found that to be totally true. You know, I don't think that should be discounted. I think sometimes your intuition leads you toward people that, you know, are meant to come into your life in some way. You know, whether that ends up being this lifelong romance or just an enduring friendship, it's hard to say. But I think the things that I've done and that other people will do in the name of love can sometimes be pretty incredible. And I've tried to jot down a few of those stories.
Was that something that you just kind of landed on as a way to... patch over the hole in your heart or something like that? Or was it just genuinely you had to take this with a sense of humor and there was no other way?
Albert Brooks, the director, has a great saying. He says that tragedy plus time equals comedy. And I think that's totally true because a lot of the stories in the My Heart is an Idiot book, a lot of them, you know, were really deeply painful situations in the moment that they were happening. But some time has passed and I'm able to look back at these situations and these stories and have a sense of humor about them. And they are really funny situations, too. There's one story in the book that actually brought me to Tucson. There was a girl living in Tucson who I'd gotten to know. She had interviewed me about Found Magazine for the Arizona school newspaper. And we really hit it off, and it was kind of a special connection. So I came to Tucson to go on a road trip with her. And things did not go as I'd hoped. And yet, it's someone who's still in my life. Although, you know, a great romance didn't blossom. She remains a friend. And so, and some other, you know, interesting adventures came out of it. So I think one thing that was important to me in the book was to be as honest as I could about not just telling these stories, but about the ways that I interacted with people. You know, sometimes you do things and you regret them later. But I think if you own up to them, you know, you learn from your own mistakes if you're able to go back and look at these things carefully.
So really, you're just comfortable with meeting new people and having new experiences and then exploring the possibilities that come from that through storytelling.
Absolutely. I mean, just like the notes in Found Magazine give you a little glimpse into other people's lives, you know, and it's up to you to kind of imagine who this person might be. I find that in real life, when you take a second and talk to people, you know, you get to find out the stories behind the actual people that we share the world with, and it's so fascinating and meaningful and sometimes profound. Sometimes someone you've just met through a chance encounter gives you the answer to some riddle you've been struggling with in your own life. Got a box full of letters.
Thinking my lot to read. Davy Rothbart is the founder of Found Magazine and a contributor to This American Life. He's in town this weekend putting on a couple of shows. Davy, what can we expect this weekend?
Really excited about it. I get up there with a stack of my favorite found notes and just share them out loud, try to read them with the energy and emotion they've been written with. My brother Peter plays songs based on some of the found notes. I try to imagine who the person was that had written this note. And yeah, just try to bring it to life in their voice. And then I'll read some essays from the new book, My Heart is an Idiot. Also some essays from This American Life that I've done over the years. There's one more fun part we've been adding to the show. This is the first time we've ever done this on this tour, but it kind of speaks to something we were just talking about. We thought, well, we're going to 79 cities this fall. Wouldn't it be cool to meet 79 strangers. So every night, I've been inviting someone from the audience up on stage and just talking to them about life, using questions generated from the audience. So it's been really fun, thrilling, kind of unpredictable, never know how this segment will go, but it's been my favorite part of the show.
So what was your intention in starting Found Magazine? I know it's, you know, kind of cool to look at the disposed and misplaced items of other people's lives, but we end up seeing the differences and similarities between us. Was that the intention?
Yeah, I mean, I think my goal with Found is just to share these fragments of other people's lives with one another. One thing that I've heard from people, and this is, it makes me happy, I think it's meaningful, they say that reading Found Magazine has changed the way they look at the world, not just because they're combing the streets looking for new found material to send me, but also just that it's opened them a little bit to the people we share the world with. You know, we manage to live separate lives, and it's possible to kind of stay in your own bubble. And reading these found notes, you know, you get a glimpse into people's lives who may be leading very different lives from you, but still inhabiting the same space, you know, still at the same cafe, sitting on the same bus. And I think it does make people feel more open to connecting with strangers. And if that's happening, that's really cool.
That's Davey Rothbard of Found Magazine. He's on tour now in support of its 10th anniversary and the release of his new book, My Heart is an Idiot. Of his live appearances, he says people are more than welcome to bring their own found items, and maybe even a good story about them. I'm Mark Dugan for Arizona Spotlight.